Hebrews chapter 7. Now at the end of chapter 6, Paul has said that Jesus was made a high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. But this Melchizedek, king of Jerusalem, priest of the Most High God, met Abraham returning from the battle of the kings and blessed him. And Abraham gave him a tenth part of everything. My interpretation, first of all, Melchizedek means king of righteousness, and after that also king of Jerusalem, that is king of peace. Without father, without mother, without descent, having neither beginning of days nor end of life,
but made like to the Son of God, he remains a priest continually. Now that doesn't mean that Melchizedek is Jesus. It says that he was like the Son of God. When it says he didn't have father or mother, I think it means that, as it says here, he was without descent. He had no genealogy. Because in Genesis, it's always written very carefully that so-and-so was the son of so-and-so, the son of so-and-so. But Melchizedek just bursts on the scene, and there's no explanation of where he came from. So Paul's writing here to the Hebrews, to the Jewish Christians, and the Jewish Christians were being tempted to return to Judaism. And the Orthodox Jews were saying, well, Jesus can't be a priest. He was not from the tribe of Levi. And how can you prove his genealogy if you say that God was his father? Where's the line for his father? It doesn't exist. Well, of course it didn't, because he didn't have a human father. So he can't prove himself to be a priest. He's not in the line of Levi. He can't prove who he's descended from. And Paul is saying, what about Melchizedek? He was a priest, although he was not from the tribe of Levi. He didn't have any record of who his father was. And so Paul goes on, now consider how great this man was. Now, this was a man. Okay, so any argument that Melchizedek is a sort of an angel or is anything other than a historical person is all wrong. Consider how great this man was, to whom even our father Abraham gave a tenth of the spoils of war. And truly, those who are of the sons of Levi, who receive the office of the priesthood, have a commandment to take tithes of the people according to the law, that is, of their brothers, although they all come from the family of Abraham. But he whose descent is not counted from them, that's Melchizedek, received tithes from Abraham and blessed him that had the promises. And without doubt, the lesser is always blessed by the greater. So that he's saying Melchizedek was greater than Abraham because he blessed Abraham. And here, men who are mortal receive tithes, but there he receives them of whom it's witnessed that he lives. And as I may say, Levi also, who receives tithes, paid tithes in Abraham, for he was yet within his father when Melchizedek met him. If therefore perfection was by the Levitical priesthood, that's the priests who are descended from Levi, for under that the people received the law, there would have been no further need that another priest should arise after the order of Melchizedek. For the priesthood being changed, there is made of necessity a change also of the law. So there's no good saying that the law that God gave to Moses must last forever. No, it says here there was a change made of the law. So to say things like, oh no, you've got to keep the Sabbath, you've got to keep the food laws that God gave to Moses, you've got to keep the Jewish feasts. No, the law was changed. Let's be clear about that. And God is quite open to change. He says in Malachi, I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, the sons of Jacob, the Israelites, are not destroyed. So the one thing that doesn't change, according to what Malachi says, is God's grace, is God's love to sinful people. But he himself has changed many times because of his openness to human beings. And we see here that the priesthood was changed and there is made of necessity a change also of the law. For he of whom these things are spoken belongs to another tribe, of which no one was represented at the altar. It's obvious that our Lord Jesus was from Judah, of which tribe Moses spoke nothing about priesthood. And it's even more obvious because it's written that after the similitude of Melchizedek, there arises another priest, who is made not after the law of a human commandment, but after the power of an endless life. For he testifies, you're a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. So truly, then, there is an ending of the commandment, the previous commandment, because of the weakness thereof, and because it was not useful. For the law did not bring anything to perfection, but the bringing in of a better hope did, by the which we draw near to God. And likewise, as somebody couldn't be made a priest without an oath, for those priests were made without an oath, that is, with an oath by him who said unto him, the Lord promised and will not change, you are a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. By so much was Jesus made the guarantee of a better covenant. And truly, there were many priests because they couldn't continue, because they were mortal, they died. But this man, because he continues forever, has an unchangeable priesthood. So then, the promise was that he was to be made a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. He was going to be a priest who lived forever. So therefore, this was a totally different kind of priest than the priests who came from the line of Levi. So therefore, he is able to save absolutely completely those who come unto God by him, seeing he lives forever to make intercession for them. And so such a high priest was needed by us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens, who doesn't need every day, as those high priests did, to offer up sacrifice, first for his own sins and then for the people's, but this he did once when he offered up himself. For the law makes men priests who have moral weakness, but the word of promise, which was after the law, makes the Son, who is consecrated for eternity. So it's a complicated argument, but the point is that there was no reason why Jesus couldn't be a priest. If the Jews had looked carefully at the Bible and had thought through the implications of that psalm that says that Jesus would be a priest after the order of Melchizedek, and he would be a priest forever and ever. So clearly this was a different kind of priesthood than that which they had under the law of Moses. So there was to be a change of the law. Melchizedek was not Jesus. He was in some ways similar to Jesus. But Jesus is to be a priest after the order of Melchizedek. That is similar to Melchizedek.